We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
And listen, I understand we're living in a culture today that attacks the Word of God and they criticize the Word of God. But listen, friend, we believe by faith it's God's written Word and it is incorruptible seed, and it's a living book, and its truths are relevant for every generation.
Last week, Pastor Burns was sharing with us a wonderful timeless truth from the Word of God. Our time ran out, so we're going to jump in where we left off. Grab your Bible, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's learn from the Word of God this morning. Pastor, take it away.
And their disobedience. And friend, listen to me. We can choose our sin because we have a free will. We can choose our sin. But we cannot choose our consequences. Because of their choices and constant disobedience, the Bible says they would be deceived. The Bible says they would follow a lie. They would reject God's way. They would follow their own way. And God would place upon them a delusion, a deception. You say, why did all of this take place? Well, the Bible makes it clear in verse 4. God had called, but they didn't answer. They didn't answer. You know, if we want to be protected from delusion and deception, the greatest way that we can protect ourselves from deception, and listen, our world is a place of deception. I mean, everywhere you look, there's a religion, there's a way, there's an idea, there's an ideology. Every place you look, there's a thought, there's opinion, and you say, how can I be protected from deception, from delusion? It's by answering the Lord when he calls. It's by hearing him when he speaks through his word. And so we find in this passage of scripture an empty worship. Number two, would you look with me? I want us to consider an enthusiastic worship. An enthusiastic worship. Now, the prophet describes here a time when Jerusalem will be victorious. The Bible says in chapter 66, verse 12, and thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. And they shall ye suck and shall be borne upon her sides and shall be dandled upon her knees. The Bible says in this passage of scripture that there will be a time of reunion. There'll be a time when God's hand is extended to Jerusalem. And here the prophet reminds us here that God has not forsaken Israel. And we understand as Bible students that during the time of the tribulation that Israel will be the epicenter for these last events. During the millennial reign of Christ, Jerusalem will be a place of peace. In fact, in verse number 10, the Bible says for all Christians to rejoice with Jerusalem. And friend, I want to remind you of this simple Bible principle that when someone strayed from the Lord and when someone goes their own way, And when they turn around, they follow the Lord, that as Christians today, our attitude ought never to be a critical attitude. It not ever to be, I told you so, what were you thinking? But we should rejoice with them that they have come to the Lord. And the Bible says in this passage of scripture that we are to rejoice with Jerusalem. And the Bible says that at this time, believers will worship the Lord, and it will be a time of a enthusiastic, heartfelt worship. This will be a time of the future that will be like no other as we gather around the very throne of Christ and worship his wonderful name. Now, I just believe that. I understand that this is a future event. But I just believe this morning that God wants us to have enthusiastic worship. I think worshiping the Lord should not be boring or dull. I think it should be heartfelt and exciting and wonderful. Spurgeon said, very, very seldom are believers nowadays charged with being fanatical. He says, not even with being too enthusiastic. And this is a sign that we are below the heat. When the world calls us fanatics, we are nearing the point in which the Lord's honor is due. The reality is that our worship should be sincere, authentic, and real. It shouldn't be dull. It shouldn't be boring. It should be exciting, that maybe even once in a while we can let it a holy grunt. I mean, listen, we are saved. We are born again. And God gives us reasons why we should be excited about this salvation. He said, first of all, God gives satisfaction. God gives us an example of a feeding baby who is satisfied in verse number 11. And this feeding baby is not complaining or crying. If you have a child, a baby, you understand what the Bible is saying here. And as that child is satisfied with the milk of its mother, there may be a smile here and there. There may be even some laughter. You know, the reality is that child is happy. It's satisfied. And here God gives the example of this enthusiastic worship, that it's God that meets the need and it's God that satisfies. And the reality is God has given us as his children everything that we need to be happy in Christ. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. A Bible salvation is not empty. A Bible salvation is not dull. A Bible salvation is not boring. It's satisfying. I heard the story of a gentleman who had heart problems, a heart attack in the church, and they called an ambulance, and the ambulance came and took out 7 people before they found the right one. And oftentimes that's how church is. Well, you know, we come and we have this worship that is so dull and such, and that's not how God wants us to worship him. He wants us to be excited. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to know our sins are forgiven, that we're on our way to heaven. And so the Bible says you can be excited because, listen, God satisfies. As a child is satisfied with the milk of his mother, so God satisfies us. The Bible says that he is the I am. He's the I am. He's everything you need today. He's everything you need. Everything you need in your life, in your spiritual life, your physical life, God meets the need. And so God gives satisfaction, but also God gives comfort. He gives comfort. Look what the Bible says in verse 13 of our text. 13, the Bible says, as a mother would cherish and comfort her child, so the Lord also comforts us. as a child is comforted by the presence of his mother, so the Lord also comforts his children. And a mother is naturally known for that motherly comfort. I mean, when a child is hurt, a child doesn't run to dad. He runs to mom. And that's normally, naturally what takes place.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
God who will stand by me. I'm glad I have a God whose presence encourages me. The Bible says God will give power, strength in the time of need in our life. Thirdly, and we'll be done, notice with me an expecting worship. We notice of our text, the Bible says the Lord will come. And the message is simple, but we understand this morning that for those who know the Lord, his coming will be a time of rejoicing. But for those who have rejected the Lord, his coming will be a time of judgment. I don't know if you've ever been at an airport for any long period of time, if you've had a layover or whatever the case is, and you were watching people coming and going. And it's interesting when you see an airplane arrive at that airport, that one airplane for some people is a time of rejoicing as their loved ones are coming back. But for other people, it's a time of sadness because their loved ones are leaving. And the Bible teaches us that Christ's return and Christ's reign is not going to be a time of rejoicing for everyone. You know, even a Christian who is not living right, even a Christian who is not doing right, will not be loving the appearing of the Lord. Think about what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:8. He says, "Therefore, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also," look at this, "that love his appearing." Why do you love his appearing? You love his appearing because you're right with God and you're waiting for him to come back. Because a Christian who's going their own way and doing their own thing and rebellious of heart is not going to love the appearing of the Lord. And the Bible says in this passage of scripture that the Lord will come. And I want us to notice some important truths about the coming of, first of all, letter A, God sees the heart. And this is important for us to understand. Verse 17, "They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse shall be consumed together, saith the Lord." Now you say, what in the world is that verse talking about? It's real simple. God is talking once again about their empty religion. And God is talking about those who talk the talk, but not walk the walk. They're in the garden worshiping idols. They are in the garden eating pigs and rodents. By the way, that was not commanded or doing the opposite, I should say, of what God had commanded for them to do. And the Bible says that God sees the heart and God knows where they stand. Notice what the Bible says in verse 18, very important. The Bible says, "For I know their works." You say, wow, that's wonderful. God knows our works. That's a blessing and terrifying at the same time. But wait a minute, God knows more than just what you do. He says, oh, and by the way, I also know your thought. I know what you do, and I know why you do it. And the Bible says that God knows the hearts of every individual. And I want to remind you that God knows his own. God knows his own. God knows the hearts of every person here. God knows my heart. But not only does God know our heart, but letter B, God will also display his glory. The Bible says that when the king comes, those who have trusted Christ will be gathered together. Here, this is just a wonderful illustration as Isaiah really just puts it all together for us. In Revelation 5:9, the Bible says, and they sung a new song saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof. For thou was slain and was redeemed and has redeemed us to God by thy blood and of every kindred and tongue, people and nation." And here there's this incredible display of God's glory, of people around the throne of God. And if you can picture it in your mind's eye this morning, that here's the throne of God and we're worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and there's people from every tribe and every people and every language and every nation all over the world. And we're all singing a new song, and the song that we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, that we are here because of Christ's work in our life. And the Bible says in verse 19 of Isaiah 66, "And I will set a sign among them, and they will send those that escape to them unto the nations, to Tarshish and Pool and Lud, and draw the bow, and to Tubal and to Javan and to the isles afar off, that they have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles." And so the Bible continues this incredible thought that we find the gospel going to the heathen nations. The gospel going to the world. By the way, we are the heathen. We are the Gentiles. And the gospel has gone to the Gentile people. And look what the Bible says, that through the gospel, many will be saved and many will believe in Christ. In verse 21, they shall be priests. You say, what's the significance of that? Well, this is the priesthood of the believer. In other words, you don't have to go to, when you put your faith and trust in Christ, you don't have to go to a man for forgiveness. You don't have to go to a man to approach God. But through the finished work of Christ, we are priests. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2 and verse 5, look at this, "Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house," look at this, "and holy priesthood." In the Old Testament, they would go through a priest, and the priest would approach God on their behalf. And the Bible says that through the work of Jesus Christ, we are a priesthood, and we can go directly to God, and we can pray directly to God, and we can confess our sins directly to God. That we don't have to go through a man. We don't have to go through a church. No, we are a royal priesthood. Wonderful. The Bible says in Revelation 5:10, "And has made unto us God kings and priests." The Bible says that we are priests, and through Jesus Christ that we can go to God, directly to God, and talk to him. We notice this gathering is all over the world, those who have trusted in the finished work of Christ. And the Bible says that we will reign with him. In verse 22 of our text, the Bible says that God will make a new heaven and God will make a new earth, and we will be with him forever. What a wonderful, wonderful blessing. The Bible says, let us see here, that we will worship the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 66, verse 23, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. A wonderful picture today of what heaven is going to be like. Friend, I'm here to tell you, if church is boring to you, if worshiping God is dull, then you're going to feel out of place in heaven, because there's going to be a lot of worshiping God. There's going to be a lot of singing a new song. There's going to be a lot of thanking God for what he has done for us. And I'm here to tell you that heaven is going to be a place of pure and sincere worship before the very throne of God. And all of us will come together who know the Lord. And we will come together in heartfelt praise and adoration and worship the Lord for what he has done for us. But I want us to notice how Isaiah ends this book, this chapter. You see, letter D, many will be judged. In verse 24, and they shall go and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. I believe reference here of the Battle of Armageddon. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. The Bible says that they had transgressed against God without atonement. They have transgressed against God without atonement. They had rejected God's eternal work, the salvation of a son. We just talked about it, going to all nations, to all nations. And the Bible says they will be separated from God forever. The worm shall not die is quoted in the book of Mark in the New Testament. Some have wondered what this expression means. My thought is the worm dying not probably speaks of our existence. But though some have connected it with our memory that our worm will not die, the Bible says the fire is not quenched. It speaks of judgment. The Bible says all of those who have rejected the Lord will be separated from God. You know, it's really a message of cool qualities. But also, it's a message that is powerful. It's a message of the heart. You see, listen to me. Judah had empty worship. And before you start throwing stones, I want you to understand how easy it is for us today to just go through the motions. It's easy for us just to choose our own way and call it God's way, God's pathway. The Bible teaches us that we are to refocus and we are to reevaluate. God, help us to be ready to hear his word. I know the world is a confusing place, and all around us there's deception and lies. But listen, friend, if you follow the word of God and let God be true and every man a liar, God will direct your steps. It's a heart of a contrite spirit. It's last month's victory verse. When Jesus comes, he knows the hearts. When Jesus comes, he will put things in order. I want to remind you this morning, to live a life for Christ is a life of excitement and joy. To live a life for Christ is a life that we can enjoy. Salvation is not something we have to bear through. Salvation is something that bears us through. It's something that encourages us. And all over the world one day, people will lift up their voices in a new song. All over the world, people even today are worshiping Christ for what he has done. And yet the Bible says, sadly, those who reject Christ will be separated from his presence For whosoever was not found written in the book of life, Revelation 20:15, was cast into the lake of fire. We cannot spend our days wasting such a wonderful opportunity, neglecting such a salvation, living a life of misery, living a life of regret. Listen, we need to be thankful for what we have. We need to look forward. God, help us today to start in this moment to live a real, dynamic, exciting salvation to its very full.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.